There have been four serious inmate assaults on guards at the Dodge Correctional Institution in the last 2 weeks. One guard suffered a concussion and won't be able to come back to work until next week. Union Director Marty Beal links the assaults to low morale at the overcrowded prison, which is short 30 staff. The prison houses 1,600 inmates in a building designed to hold 1,100.
A lot of the more senior, experienced employees have, you know, retired because of Walker's policies, which takes a lot of experience out of the work site. We don't have the ability to talk about health and safety issues like we used to because Walker's taken away our collective bargaining rights to do that.
Beal says he's worried that injured guards may be forced back to work before they're fully recovered. But the warden at Dodge, Jim Schwarkart, says the guards got the medical treatment they needed and that since the bargaining rights ended, there's been no change in the care provided to guards injured on the job.
I'm not aware that there would be any diminished response as far as their psychological or medical needs in the community that they would receive. The safety and security of our staff is our number one mission within the Department of Corrections. We all have a vested interest to run safe and secure institutions.
Schwarkart says he is worried about the recent run of attacks on guards. He says the last incident before this recent string of assaults was more than a year ago. And he says there has been an uptick in retirements, but he says applicants are lined up to fill those 30 vacancies soon. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.